Hey, this is your host Fiordalisa here at Good Vibes Only Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're having a conversation with the one and only Stax Cordero, author of I Am Relentless, a novel based on her real life story. Let me begin by saying that I'm so proud of you, Stax. And yes, I am the guru tech that she mentions in her book. We started out as co-workers, and now I can say that I gained a sister. You also saved my life once, and I will never forget that. I'm truly blessed to have you. Thank you for having a conversation with us today.
Aww.
So how are you feeling today, Stax?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
Good Vibes Radio. And
thank you.
That's what we like, is good vibes. Yes. Good vibes. You know, it's always a pleasure to be there for to just be there in general, you know, and that's the field that we're in, you know, as a 9-to-5. Of course we're gonna go all the way up from where we are.
Yes.
You know, and we're in motion to do that. But, you know, anytime someone is in need, someone that I care about genuinely.
Yeah.
And even those that you grow to love, you know, it just comes natural just to be there. So that came natural to me, and I'm happy I was able to be there for you.
Thank you. Again.
I'm good today. I'm excited.
Oh, great, great. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little more about you for the audience to get to know you.
I am Stax Cordero. I'm from Harlem, New York. I'm an entertainer. I've been in love with performing since I actually before I even hit the stage. I just loved Michael Jackson. He was the very first person that I loved as far as entertaining was concerned. Always singing his songs in the mirror with a brush, you know, like many of us did.
Yes.
And entertainment is my passion, you know, whether it's acting, rapping, directing, you know, whether it's on stage or off stage, just entertainment period, that's what fulfills me.
Okay, all right. So what inspired you to write the story about your life?
Actually, I have been writing it for a while, but because there's some really intense moments in the book, for those of you that have read it and those of you that aspire to read it, it can really pull at your heartstrings, and sometimes people get upset. I've heard people get upset. Mm. They throw the book, they pick it
oh,
back
Lord.
Up. You know, like they argue with me. Even
I put it down.
Not,
I put it down. I didn't
right?
throw it.
And I'm like, wow. Yeah. But they're honest enough to be like, damn, why did you do that? You know, like it's so many different periods of my life that I chose to share. Which can be viewed as life lessons.
Okay.
So yeah. I can put it out there for people to look at,
yes.
for them to learn from, or I can keep it all bottled up. And it was really therapeutic
yes.
for me to put it all out there. And the feedback is beautiful. It's really been beautiful.
That's good.
And
that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was that. So when did you first find out that you enjoyed writing?
Wow. Well, I've always written, so it's just something that came natural to me to express myself. Other people used to make a big deal out of it, and I'm like, what the hell?
What?
I just,
yeah.
You know, it was nothing to me.
Natural
like,
to you.
Yeah, I remember getting an award, and we even had a pizza party and everything. And I was like, oh, she won the district wide. And
yes.
I was like, what?
What?
It was just a poem about the park.
Right, like, you're
it was like 4 or 5 lines. We had a whole party vibe.
Right, that's great. Okay. That's great. So you were young, you were like...
Yeah, when I was young, when I realized that I really liked writing was when I wrote Poor Girl, Rich Girl.
Okay.
And the characters were coming to life, and it's like, I'm writing it, and as I'm writing, I was laughing.
Mm.
Poor Girl, Rich Girl, for those of you that may not know, is a stage play that I wrote, which I consider to be very successful. And it was a play that was loved by many, attended more than once by many audience members. We have repeat audience members. It got standing ovations numerous times, I'm blessed to say. Humbled that God used me to write it. And again, people resonated with the characters,
yeah,
which was
yeah.
wonderful. So that was when I really, really realized, you know, fully into my adulthood, written so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But
that
is what made
moment.
Me realize, hey kid, you got something.
All right now. So what is your writing process like when you start writing? What's the process that you go through?
I can honestly say that sometimes I'm a little moody.
Okay.
I get a little moody before I start writing. It's not something I look forward to, but it's just like, what is it? What's bugging me? And what it is I need to sit down and write it down.
I go through that a little bit with my poetry. Like, if I'm feeling a certain emotion, and I'll write about that emotion or how I felt or what it's making me feel like. So I know what you mean by that.
Yeah, or sometimes seeing a good movie. Seeing a good movie will inspire me to write, or listening to some good music. I like to listen to like light jazz music, studying music. Yes. I listen to that and it just kind of calms my mind and lets me go. Or depending on what it is that I'm writing, then I'll go with that kind of music.
Okay.
If I need it to be more upbeat.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you had to choose a writer that you consider a mentor, who will it be?
I was thinking about that, and although she's no longer here, Maya Angelou.
Okay.
Very powerful. Woman, very graceful,
yes,
very humble, but she could snatch you by your collar and get you all the way together
real quick.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's pretty much, you know, that's pretty much how I am, and it's also my writing style. And I thought of her when I thought of her in writing Iron Relentless. I thought of, you know, of her and the experiences that she had, and I'm like, who am I to hold my experiences back from helping someone else get through and past their trials and tribulations?
Yes.
When this woman, you know, was highly celebrated for this book.
For this, hello.
You know, for I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Very powerful book. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely say her.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. We both have the same. that's why we chose also. Okay, so what books are you reading or have you read recently?
The most recent book that I've read is Strength of a Woman.
Okay.
It's the Phyllis Hyman story.
Okay, great. What do you like to do when you're not writing?
When I'm not writing, I love movies. I love a good show. You know, something that can really catch my attention. I love being by the waterside. I like spending time with my family and my friends. Pandemic has minimized that greatly.
I know.
I love a good book, and I love acting.
Okay. So how do you cope with writer's block?
It can be very frustrating. Again, a good movie will get me to writing notes. A great actor will really influence me to write. There's a movie called Monster. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. Excellent movie.
Okay.
If you ever find yourself having writer's block, the way it happens is like choreography. And me being, you know, me coming from a dance background, it's just the way the director, the editor, the actor, everything, the writing, it was amazing. Oh my God, I'm in love with that movie. I've seen it once.
I'm gonna try to go see that.
you should definitely check it out. And I found myself writing so many notes. I was really like greatly inspired just watching that. So that's not the only thing that has inspired me, but I mean, it's just an example of a great film that that really grabs your attention.
Okay.
And just kind of it just sparked some new ideas for me. So that's kind of like how I deal with it. Exercise is another way.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of free your mind of any stress, because when you write, you need to be stress free.
Yes.
And sometimes when you can't sleep, that's because that idea is like, hey, remember me, I'm in the back. Hey, girl, hey.
I go through that.
Yeah, so you might as well just get up.
Yes.
And have your coffee in the morning because you're going to be up all night.
The other day around 2 a.m., I just could not sleep. I said, you know what? Let me just put an episode up. And that's what I did. It was something
the
about breakups.
The character's in the bag waiting like,
like, hello. So I did an episode about, it was 15 affirmations for breakups. Like, well, positive ones. Like, when you break up with someone and after that, I went to sleep. So I was like, this was it.
Yes. Yes.
I just had to get it out. So, yep.
That happened to me a couple of weeks ago. I wrote 5 scenes for a film.
Wow.
Yeah, a good 36 pages. I was like,
go, man.
Yeah, and I'm like, damn.
And then you
okay.
went to sleep after that.
We're good. Take that pillow hard.
I know what you mean. Sometimes it's just, it gotta go. Gotta get out your head.
Yeah.
All right. If you couldn't be an author, actor, performer, what would be your ideal career?
I would probably be, I guess maybe a world traveler, like someone that can come back and encourage people to go and see this country and why. Because I love to see, I love beautiful things and I love beautiful places. And I would love to be able to, like there used to be, I used to work in Barnes & Noble and there used to be a Fromer's Guide. So if we can have like a sister version of the Fromer's Guide to Italy, the Fromer's Guide to Africa, to Brazil, like, you know, I would love to something like that or influence something like that because of my experiences, probably take pictures and, you know, I think I would still be creative even if I couldn't be.
Right. It'd still be a little bit of...
It would still be something.
Yeah. I could add your pictures and...
Yeah.
Okay, so... Do you have any advice for aspiring authors?
Just do it. Step out on faith and just do it. What really inspired me, what stopped me from doing the One Woman Show, which is also shares the same title, I Am Relentless, what stopped me was the pandemic because the book was finished, or so I thought. And when the pandemic shut down the One Woman Show and then we were like locked in the house,
literally.
Something that we've never experienced, right. You know, the whole world is on lockdown. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So for a while I didn't do much. I would pick up, read, edit a little, and you know. But it wasn't until maybe November or maybe December. I'm still kind of picking, choosing, editing a little here, there, whatever. There was someone, and I wrote a dedication to her. And she had so much energy. And she was just like, what are your fears? What is it that you need to face in 2021? What are you going to do as a show up and shine challenge? What are you going to do to show up and shine and face your fear? And I was like, oh, sis is talking to me. And that made me get it together. And I had 21 days to fully edit. That's why there's some typos. But, you know, to fully edit the book, take out anything that I didn't want in there, you know, just... make it classy.
Mm-hmm. That it is.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, because I went through hell, but I made it classy.
Right.
Okay? I made these people likable. They might not be likable in real life, but then by the end of the book, you're like, you know what? He might not be that bad. But that's what it was, you know, and I just had to do it. And I promised myself, I said, by the end of this challenge, at the end of 21 days, I said, I'm going to have this book in my hand. And for me to be able to do that,
yes, so proud. Yes.
Thank you, but it was hard as hell. But for me to be able to do that, I was like, wow. And just so grateful and thankful for everybody that has supported it thus far.
All right. Well, that is it for today. Had a great conversation with you. I hope that you come back soon.
Of course.
If you'd like, could you share anything with us, such as like where to find your book, how to contact you with the audience, if you like?
Well, first of all, again, I want to thank you for having me on the show. Second, I'd like for them to look out for any updates regarding casting for the film I Am Relentless, because that is happening. It is a thing. And Yeah.
Oh, I meant to ask you that. Do you have any future projects that you're working on? I'm sorry about that. Let's go back. Do you have any future projects that you're working on right now?
Yes. Okay, sorry. Yes, I do. Sorry. I am currently working on I Am Relentless, the movie.
Okay.
And I was able to find two people that bear my likeness. So there's a younger version of me. She'll play me for maybe like 10 to 13. And then someone, maybe like 10 to 14.
Okay.
And then someone that'll play me from about 16 and up.
Okay.
And they're really great. They're really excited. And so I'm excited, and I have three female directors.
Okay.
They were all gonna work on I Am Relentless, the movie.
Okay.
So working with the three of them, I can give them different sections of the movie and they can direct it,
right.
And it, you know, be like a whole buffet of talent going
on. Sounds good, I love it.
Yeah, so that's what I have going on right now. And the other project, the other two writing projects I have, I can't discuss right now.
Not a problem.
But once I can't wait to come back and share.
Well, yes, come back now. So now, how do we get to you, communicate with you, like the audience, and how can we find your books?
Oh, right. well, you can find me at Stax Cordero. Everything is Stax Cordero. I'm on Instagram a lot. It takes up a lot of real estate in my head. I'm on Facebook. Sparingly, not as much. Twitter, I'm never on Twitter, but it's still at Stax Cordero.
Right.
LinkedIn, you can find me on there. Yeah, everything is Stax Cordero. STAXXCORDERO.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming, stopping by, and letting us talk to you a little. And I am looking forward to other projects and to seeing you again in a future episode.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back. Thank you.
All right. This is your host, Fiordalisa. Y'all have a good one. Love, peace, and happiness.